Revelation and the Kirtland Temple, from the Prophet Joseph Smith's own account. Establish a House of God. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, Verse 119. Kirtland, January 14, 1833. The Lord commanded us in Kirtland, Ohio, to build a house of God. This is the word of the Lord to us, and the Lord helping us, we will obey. June 1, 1833. I received the following: Ye have sinned against me. Yea, verily I say unto you, I gave unto you a commandment, that you should build a house, in the which house I design to endow those whom I have chosen with power from on high. Verily I say unto you, it is my will that you should build a house. If you keep my commandments, you shall have power to build it. June 5, 1833. George A. Smith hauled the first load of stone for the temple, and Hiram Smith and Reynolds Cahoon commenced digging the trench for the walls of the Lord's house and finished the same with their own hands. On July 23, 1833, the cornerstones of the Lord's house were laid in Kirtland after the order of the Holy Priesthood. October 1 through the 15th, 1834. Great exertions were made to speed up the work of the Lord's house, and notwithstanding it was commenced almost with nothing as to means, yet the way opened as we proceeded. Sunday, March 27, 1836. The congregation began to assemble at the temple at about 7 o'clock to witness the dedication of the Lord's house. President Rigdon, Cowdery, and myself seated the congregation as they came in. At 9 o'clock a.m., President Sidney Rigdon commenced the services. He admitted there were many houses built for the worship of God, but not one except this that was built by divine revelation. I then made a short address. The dedicatory prayer was offered next. Refer to Doctrine and Covenants, Section 109. The assembly dispersed a little past 4 o'clock. I met the quorums in the evening. Brother George A. Smith arose and began to prophesy, when a noise was heard like the sound of a rushing mighty wind, which filled the temple, and all the congregation simultaneously arose, being moved upon by an invisible power. Many began to speak in tongues and prophesy. Others saw glorious visions, and I beheld the temple was filled with angels. The people of the neighborhood came running together, hearing an unusual sound within, and seeing a bright light like a pillar of fire resting upon the temple, and were astonished at what was taking place. This continued until the meeting closed at 11 p.m. Note: History of the Church, Volume 1, pages 316, 349 through 353, and 400. Volume 2, pages 167, 410 through 417, and 428. End of note. End of the article, Revelation and the Kirtland Temple, from the Prophet Joseph Smith's own account.